Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out today at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. What did you ask Rudy to do, by the way, for the...
Well, I asked him, I said, hey, is there any way we can contact that Barry Brenham?
Is he still alive?
And I believe he is like that, but Rudy didn't have any knowledge that we'd ever talked about him on the show.
I don't know if he's listening to this. He's dead, Bill.
Is he?
He died in 2011.
Oh, okay. He's dead.
He's been gone for 14
Rudy,
years.
Hold off on
That's
that
why
one.
Rudy texted me. He's like, hey, I'm going to class. I got to go and hold this guy. I said, hey, the guy's
don't worry
dead.
About it.
Like,
dead.
How you get a hold of him? He's 14.
I wonder how. When did, how
2011.
Old, yeah, I wonder how old
he was. 64.
Okay.
Gosh, dang, lost him early.
God, that's pretty early.
Yeah, it stinks.
Do you think about your mortality when you hear that?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah,
we're knocking on 60.
We're on death's door.
You won't be
right
getting
now.
A hold of Barry Bremen here. He's been gone
sure,
for a while.
Took a little morbid turn.
Sorry, I just had to. I didn't clarify that.
Not
sure
much
what,
left of the show, guys. That gets back to 140-year-old.
The ween.
Mike is
crazy. Somebody
cranked up.
Prop me up.
Well, you
yes,
know, what
here we
do in the third hour on Tuesdays, all
every
football
Tuesday.
Season, is our Big Ten power ranking. So we don't just go 1 through 18. We go, 1 through 6 and then 18 through, 13, something
yeah.
like that.
We have a system.
So just lock in.
We have a system.
By the way, Lori in Sioux Falls says, please. I'm ready for the rankings. Okay. The spreadsheet is up. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Wow, it's up on our computer.
So okay. Let's get a prop music lead in for this.
Woo! Woo! I love CBS.
That's CBS?
Yeah.
Yeah! We got to have the proper music. It's time. Weekly Big Ten Power Rankings. We have drama still at number one because Sip came into the pregame show Saturday saying, oh, Ohio State's not the top team in the conference, huh? Well, Indiana still boat raced Maryland 55-10.
Yeah.
We still have drama. Who's number one? Who is number one?
I stick by Google me.
Okay.
I stick by it for one reason. It's
Jake
because I think they have the best win. Ohio State's best win is against Texas at home, 14-7. And Texas has not been lights out where Indiana went to Oregon. That's what I base it off of. They have the best win. It'll all play out, but
I'm okay, you're
with
still
Indiana.
Google me.
I'm still riding with Indiana.
All right. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to argue.
Indiana won. Layup for
Ohio
two,
State
right?
Should be number
two. Buckeyes are clearly two if they're not one. Yeah. Okay. Number three.
I mean.
I think that it's Oregon, but at this point, I think
Iowa Oregon's, could be right there.
God, I think by this time next week, Iowa might be third when they beat Oregon this weekend.
I can't
weekend.
Do that. I can't do it right now, though.
Right.
No, I'm still going Oregon 3.
Agreed. Then you got to go Iowa 4.
Then I'm going Iowa 4, though. I got them ahead of Michigan, ahead of USC. Absolutely.
Okay,
right
so
now.
We stop. Let's just keep going then.
Let's go through six. The top six, then we'll go to the bottom.
Okay, so now this gets dicey because right now. I could go five. I could go all the way down to Washington.
Ooh.
Because I think Washington is better than UCLA, Northwestern, Minnesota,
you think
USC, and Michigan. I really do. Michigan just went 21-16 against Purdue at home.
The problem, as Jake has pointed out, is that Michigan beat Washington pretty handily.
That's true. Head to head.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I think it's got to be Michigan.
No, what about USC?
So. I'd go USC then. I'm not buried Michigan.
It's
true.
Yeah. USC buried Michigan.
You're right.
It's got to be
you're
SC.
Right. Okay, SC's at five. All right, fine with
it. It has to be USC based on results.
And then at six, before we move to the bottom part, is it Michigan or is it Washington?
They beat him, I know. I still like Washington better, but I can't push back real. I just don't think also, are we factoring in now injuries? Haynes is out.
I think you have to.
Haynes was the leading rusher in the Big Ten. He's now gone for the season. Had foot surgery. That changes things. Do we change it off of injury or what we see on? If I had to look at it right now, I'm taking Washington.
I'm putting Washington. I mean, the stool has to agree. I think it's Washington too.
Even though Michigan buried.
Yep.
Him.
I'm still sticking with it. Still sticking with it. But I'm going Washington. Steve, you vote.
God, Bill. I mean, Michigan beat him handily.
Michigan's 5-1 in conference play. Washington's 3-2 with a loss to Michigan.
Bill, easy now.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
I'll go Michigan, Sip, if you want. If you want to go Washington, fine.
I have to go Michigan.
Okay. Not going to throw hands.
Right. Okay, but go, now.
Now hold on. Yeah.
Now we got to go to the bottom. So that's one bottom. Through six.
Okay. Now
who's dead
I'm
last?
Sticking with dead last of Wisconsin.
Oh, we're going. Yeah, okay, hold on.
I mean, they've scored 27 points in conference play.
Hold on, let me think. Yes,
Wisconsin is the worst team in the conference.
Right.
Michigan State's played some teams tough. Purdue's played some teams tough. Wisconsin hasn't. So I'm going Wisconsin 18.
I think that's correct.
Now, okay. This is where it gets dicey.
Yeah, it does get dicey.
It's really dicey.
Purdue played Michigan tough.
They did.
Tougher than Michigan State. I think you got to go Michigan State.
I think that makes sense to me. Michigan 17. State. I mean, yeah, Purdue went to the Big House and lost by 5.
Right, had them.
Okay, Michigan State 17. Right with that, Bill?
Yes. I'm okay with that. Okay. And then thinking ahead because I don't. And I know you're going to push back on this. I think Rutgers is 16.
Okay.
Their defense is so bad. Purdue's had a couple games. I told you against Minnesota. Watched that game, it's like, I'm going Rutgers at 16.
Who did Rutgers beat? Did they beat Purdue last 2 weeks ago? That miracle?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Like, it was the...
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. They're going to overtime. He throws the ball. Right. He tips the ball. The quarterback catches his own pass, starts running, and fumbles.
Want to put Rutgers behind Purdue?
I'm still saying Rutgers.
Because it's a fluke? All right.
Yeah, I'm still saying Rutgers.
All right,
Rutgers.
So Purdue's at 16. Or, sorry, Rutgers at 16.
Purdue at 15?
Yeah.
Okay. And Purdue at 15. Now we got to get two more here. So we're looking at 14, right?
You know, Penn State is 0-5 in conference play. They're 3-5 overall.
I'm not doing that to Penn State.
I don't think that's where they're at, though. I don't think they're...
I'm not doing that.
So the Maryland fade is on. They've lost 4 straight.
It's Maryland.
Yeah, it's Maryland at 14.
Maryland at 14. Breakers chime
in. One more then.
And then I think... Oh, now it gets dicey again. Is it Penn State? Are we overthinking it?
I think it's got to be Penn State at 13.
Yeah,
they're 0-5.
Because I was thinking UCLA could bump all the way down to that.
But Penn State's 13.
It's got to be Penn State.
Okay, now we're going back.
Penn State's number 13. They're 0-5 in the conference playing Indiana.
Yep, they'll be 0-6 after this.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't see the spread. What's the spread in that one, by the way?
Okay.
Is that at Indiana?
Oh, no, we've done good so far.
It's at Penn State.
Okay, hang on a second.
Now,
we've done well so far.
As we all know, right now.
Indiana, 15.5-point favorites at Penn State.
Here's where it gets the most dicey. Right here. Here's where it's at.
7 through 12. Well, you wanted to rank Washington 6th.
Yeah,
so we got to go Washington.
So I think this gets crazy. So after 7, it gets rough.
Washington 7, though, pure 7.
Okay, now we have a tough time. 8 through 12.
It's Illinois or Minnesota,
not Northwestern.
No,
and I don't think it's Nebraska either.
No,
I'm gonna go 8 Illinois.
Okay, I can live with that.
You like them over Minnesota, Sip?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm 8 Illinois, and because Minnesota beat Nebraska, and they're 4-2,
yeah.
I think you got to go. My vote is Minnesota for 9.
Yep.
And Nebraska 10.
Oh, they have had a UCLA for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay, Minnesota 9, just to clarify, 10 is Nebraska?
Yes, got to be ahead of UCLA.
Now we need to get UCLA, and we need to get Northwestern. That's 11 Ooh. And 12.
Okay, so who's better? Well, head-to-head, simple.
Northwestern beat them head-to-head.
Yeah, he's going to put Northwestern.
All right, we got it then.
God, that was seamless. That was too easy. Tip. I mean, I just want to make, for the record, I don't agree with Indiana at number 1 at all. I just want to be very clear on something. I don't agree one bit on it.
Well, we'll see them play in early December in the Big Ten title game.
Not even one bit. Not one bit. I don't agree one bit. I don't even know what that is. What's a bit?
Sip, would you please recap the rankings here?
Which way?
We go 18 up? Or
yeah, let's go 18
let's
up.
Let's go bottom 18, and top.
Bottom up.
And
at 18, who do we have?
The Badgers.
17.
Michigan State.
16.
Rutgers.
15.
Purdue.
14.
Maryland.
13.
Penn State.
12.
UCLA.
11.
Northwestern.
10.
Nebraska.
9.
Minnesota.
8.
Illinois.
7.
Washington.
6.
Michigan.
5.
USC.
4.
And your top 4 teams in the Big Ten.
Yes, give us the hang on.
Wait.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Woo! All right.
Top 4.
Read them off.
4. Steve. Iowa. 5. Or excuse me, 3, Oregon, 2, Buckeyes, 1, Hoosiers. God, that was, we did that fairly easily.
We didn't do our comments this time on this, on the rundown.
We can go back and do it. No.
Trying hard.
Indiana, no. Google me.
Yeah. Google me.
No, I mean, that worked out pretty well. I'm going to keep this in my book bag. This is good.
This is going to be written about for, on three.
Good job. No, this was good. This was good.
Can you report this to Keith Mann?
I could report to Keith
Mann. This is the stool's ranking.
Yeah.
I'll frame it.
Yeah. Hang on. I'll send it to him right now.
Yeah. Send it to him.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To him right now.
Take a screenshot. Good job, guy. Hey, seriously, good job. That wasn't painful.
So our only problem, disagreement, is basically one and two. Is that all we really...
I mean, we
struggled with Michigan and Washington.
Yeah,
I think,
six, seven.
That was a minor... Oh, no, don't do that. The kids love 6-7.
See, I know they do. I don't understand.
It doesn't
mean anything. I read an article on CNN. It doesn't mean
CNN.
Anything. I went CNN on that one.
Yeah, I went CNN.
Easy. Yeah. Illinois. Yeah, I went... No, I didn't really have any problems with any of this.
It was pretty seamless with it. It really was.
Do you see, though, Bill, what happens with that head-to-head? It can get kind of – it gets odd. You're going to have teams sometimes ranked ahead, a team ranked below somebody that beat that team.
Okay, so, Jake, can you pull up the schedule for the Big
Ten? I got it right
10?
Now, yeah.
So we got Nebraska. We got number 10 and number 12 going to battle this weekend.
And that game is, of course,
at 8. Who else is going to battle?
Oh, we've got Washington at Wisconsin.
Okay, very interesting. Not really. Shouldn't be. Should be a win. I take that back. There's no interest in that.
Interesting.
Zero.
It's kind
of No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The interest is, well, Wisconsin scoring points.
It'll be a 27-9 game, and then there'll be 11 o'clock kick.
9 is a lot of points for Wisconsin.
Is it 11 o'clock kick, I'm assuming?
It's 3:30.
3:30. Okay. It's horrible. Okay, go ahead.
Of course, the big game this week is Oregon at Iowa.
Wow. That sounds incredible.
Wow.
When is it? What time is that?
2:30. Oh. The network on that one is...
It's got to be CBS, isn't it?
That's a wow.
I think it's CBS. Yeah, it is CBS.
That will be nuts.
2:30.
I wish it was night. Wish it was night, but it'll still be the second half basically will be dark.
The Ducks are 5.5-point favorites at Iowa.
Remember, Indiana went there, and it was a very miracle win.
Tense.
Yeah, 1-1.
I think I can't wait for Bill to report back on this game. At 1:30 on FS1, you have Maryland at Rutgers.
Maryland at Rutgers.
Please watch that one closely,
Maryland,
Bill.
Don't try to sell that to me.
We got number 14 at 14 and 16. 14 and 16.
Bill, you have to watch that game.
Oh, I'll watch it. It's got to be on BTN, 11 o'clock, isn't it?
FS1.
FS1, 11 o'clock?
No, that's at 1:30, actually.
Who isn't watching that game?
Who's not watching that one? Oh, wow.
Ohio.
Most of Ohio
State is a 29.5-point favorite at Purdue at noon on BTN.
Oh, that's a bad game. Okay.
And Indiana at Penn State, 11 a.m. on Big Noon.
Why? There's a game at noon.
It's very odd times this week. Yes. Yeah. So 11 a.m. is Big Noon kickoff. That's Hoosiers at Penn State. Then at noon on BTN is Ohio State at Purdue. And at 1:30 is FS1 Maryland at Rutgers.
So the Big Noon kickoff again is Indiana at Penn State.
Yes.
This is why the SEC is burying the Big Ten in TV ratings.
Oh, they are. The numbers are, because like I said, you don't have good. Like I said, when that was the big conversation from on the national news. It's like the Big Ten doesn't have enough quality games to fill all the spots.
Nope.
They don't have enough to, and the SEC has way more quality spots.
The SEC and the is numbers burying just, Nebraska.
The numbers just,
or excuse me, Big Ten.
The numbers just scream that it's SEC. They're like, and they're like, Alabama, everyone watches them in the entire country. All the way to California, every place they watch them.
I don't know what Petiti can do about it. But what are you grinning at?
Let's look at
like
some
Cheshire Cat.
Let's look at the response to the rankings that we have here from the Rankers.
There's some pushback.
Gary says that Illinois should be more than two spots above Nebraska. No, they shouldn't. They're eighth. They're 3-3 in conference play.
Illinois,
he's not high in Nebraska at all. That's Gary.
Come on, Gary. Illinois has been pretty ordinary. Pretty ordinary.
Okay, let's just take a look at Gary's saying. Could Nebraska be lower than 10th? Who's 11?
They beat Northwestern.
Beat Northwestern. Played good.
Maryland. Beat Maryland.
No, they can't be more than
They're about right. I think they're right where they should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
From the text line.
Yeah, anything from the text line on the...
Someone says, how can you... that is absolutely awful. How can you have Penn State as high as you do when they were 0-5 in the conference and their preseason top five?
Well, that's what I mean. They got talent.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. No, you made our point. The preseason top five, they do have talent. Yeah. Now,
preseason
here's
top
a question.
Five, we do have them 13th.
Yeah,
we don't have them 10th.
No, would you pick them over Maryland? Yeah, I would. Would you pick them over Purdue? Yes. Would you pick Penn State over Rutgers? Yeah. Yes. I'd pick them over all of the teams that are below them, so yes.
No, we nailed these rankings.
Yeah, I think we did.
These are
but I like I thank like you, Breakers, for chiming in. I like that.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, I like people.
Nobody's going to agree with that.
Now, old dad says, I am with SIP. Buckeyes are my top team. Old dad.
I get, now, I
We understand. It's now, not like it's clear. It's like, hey, Indiana's the best.
No.
That's why it's an argument. Absolutely.
And I'm just going off of, right now, who I'd say, there's a lot of talk out there with people saying the same thing, that maybe should be Indiana number one.
I should acquiesce a little bit here.
Indiana,
Indiana, Ohio State played, be very close. It'd be very close. I don't know who would win that game.
We'll be there, though, at the Big Ten title game.
I hope we are.
That'd be so. It'd be incredible. Fun. Us in the van, whipping down. What interstate are we on, Jake? Whipping down to...
I think it's I-80.
Is
right?
it I-80 we're on? We didn't even know what interstate we're on.
It goes to I-76.
Please, Breakers,
point,
tell us what interstate we would take to get to Indianapolis. If we left Lincoln and got on I-80 heading
east. It cuts into something else.
Where would we branch off to get there? Let us know. Because we could be driving and having no idea.
I think it's at Champaign you get on a different interstate.
Okay. That'd be but great. We can stop in Champaign.
Bielema would love to talk to us.
Sanderson says, you screwed up number one again, but pretty good after that, so you're good to go.
He's not. I'm fine with pushback on it. I'm not upset.
I shouldn't be as staunch as I am.
One bit staunch. One bit.
Now is tonight the actual first night of the college playoff ranking?
That'll be interesting to say, because there's a chance that Indiana is number one. There's a chance.
Google me.
You know, Joel Klatt has Ohio State number one in his rankings. Indiana two. We'll see on that. That will be interesting to see who they have.
There's also a lot of discussion that the Big Ten just gets two in. That's in the discussion.
The Big Ten needs Oregon to beat Iowa badly.
They need Oregon to win in Iowa.
The
Big Ten's like, come on, Dan Lanning. If they lose that game, and Iowa loses against this, I'm just telling you, there's a chance now that there could be five SEC and two Big Ten.
But what if the Big Ten wins it again, which they will have a very good chance with Ohio State?
Then you still if you put in one team and everybody else another team puts in nine and you win it all, you still get
Trump card.
Yeah, you're the Cape. You're Randy.
And Indiana could win it all too. Indiana gets your attention because of what I said before. They're running the ball so well.
I was shocked at the Maryland score. I thought that was going to be a
55-10.
I thought it'd be a 28-13 because I thought they'd be asleep at the wheel. They've had some
tough
games.
Look at the rushing numbers in that game.
I'll get up right now for you.
Look at Maryland's total too.
Okay.
Look at Maryland's total. Right. This is old school Nebraska. This is old school Nebraska.
Indiana at Maryland Saturday. Ran 52 times for 367 yards.
367.
Maryland. Four touchdowns.
Maryland.
And also 221 yards passing, two touchdowns and a pick.
At 590 of yards?
They had, 588,
Maryland rushing total.
Yeah. Maryland. So while Indiana had 367 yards rushing, Maryland ran 17 times for 37 yards. Let's go back
that's dominant.
To Illinois, Indiana. It was 307 yards to two. Yeah. Illinois, with their big offensive line, had two rushing yards.
See, Google me runs it.
And also, and he stops the run.
And Dan Lanning is the same as USC. He wants to run the football. They couldn't run the football on him. They couldn't run the football
on him. Gosh darn it. I mean, that's impressive stuff. What they're doing at the line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage.
Indiana's line of scrimmage. Now, Ohio State's line of scrimmage is formidable, too.
Yeah, and I would say that in everyone would have, when they play in the championship game, if it holds true, and say everyone's healthy, no injuries, the picks are going to be heavy, heavy Ohio State if they play each other. Because people, no matter what, it's really hard to get past the logo. It's hard to get past it. Yep. In the championship game, it's something to say, okay, who you got? Ohio State, Indiana. Well, before the championship game used to be out of whack, because sometimes it'd be one team would be 12-0 and one team would be 8-4.
Yeah, way out of whack.
Way out, because it was
Iowa East, playing it, Purdue would play in it.
It's like, okay, this is not. Now the championship games, which everyone feels are kind of, well, we don't really don't need them now because, you know, doesn't really do a lot, but man, are they going to be something to watch.
Ohio State, Indiana is an epic game.
We would agree that Ohio State's defense is beyond elite, right? Very good.
Are they giving up like 7 points a game?
I got you right here.
Or 5-2.
This is why I want to give Indiana, Ohio State would be incredible. So on the season, Ohio State has rolled many teams. I'm talking about regular non-conference and conference play. Ohio State, 293 points for, giving up 55. Okay, 293 scored, 55 given up. Yeah. Indiana has scored 418 points and allowed 97. Mm-hmm. They are burying teams alive every single week.
They are.
Like, everyone praises Ohio State, and they should. The defense is amazing. But Indiana, through nine games, have one more game played than in Ohio State, and they have not allowed 100 points
yet. And go to Indiana's schedule. I mean, it's... This is their toughest game at Penn State, hasn't won a game.
They will...
They got...
Go to Penn State, and then they will host Wisconsin, who, reminder, almost got shut out in three straight games. They had two shutouts and scored late against Oregon to avoid a third straight shutout. They will probably not score in Indiana. And then Indiana will play at Purdue to end the season.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
They're undefeated. And really, Ohio State is too.
I think so.
Michigan
scares you.
You always wonder, because last year Michigan beat them with a way less team.
Yeah, Michigan, that whole Michigan thing is a little scary.
It's a little scary, but with Haynes out...
So Ohio State, on the other hand, now Ohio State might have the best quarterback in the country right now. He's Heisman leader, Julian Sain.
Redshirt freshman,
is he above Mendoza still?
Oh, sure.
For Heisman?
Not still, just very recent.
Okay.
Yeah, he's elevated over.
Everything changed last week. Yeah. His numbers were so ridiculous.
Because Indiana ran for 400 yards.
I mean, they're not going to have anything either. Of interest in their schedule. The Michigan game will always have some interest, but it's probably not.
So Indiana, better running game than Ohio State, I grudgingly admit. They do. But they don't have Indiana doesn't have Jeremiah Smith on their roster.
That's true.
Nobody liked that.
They went for 367 yards in the game. They're incredible.
Easy.
Is there a chance, I think there's a chance on this one, if the game's close. So they go to the championship game, and let's say it's a 27-24 win, whoever wins it. The team who loses is still going to get a bye. I think they're still a top four team.
Yeah,
I really do. It's like they're still playing. So it's not like, well, this knocked us out of a bye. Now we got to play next, you know, in the next round right away, home game, whatever. Like, no, they're going to, unless it's a 68-4 or something.
God, what a scene in Indianapolis that's going to be.
We'll be there.
We're
going.
Are you saying that?
Yeah,
we're going. We need to get a GoFundMe or something that.
We'll be all right.
Okay. I'll just need to know if we need to get something going.
We could do that. Do
a GoFundMe to get the stool to Indy.
Before we get to break, if you're looking for a wonderful speaker for any sort of event.
Oh, yes.
Where would you look to? A school or a business looking for a motivational speaker.
What about farmers?
Farmers could use a speaker, sure.
Yeah, they love them. They love them.
I'd probably send you to the Mid-America Speakers Bureau out of Central City.
Tyler.
And the team.
Team Tyler.
They've gone
from TT.
Seven.
High T.
Tyler's
high T.
Yes. They will work with your budget for a speaker. If you are trying to become a speaker, I think you got the chops for it.
Yeah.
Mid America.
Steve, get on there with them. You have the chops.
He does have the chops. You're
going to Fremont.
I might have the chops.
You're going
to
Fremont and Beatrice. Yes, you do have time. You're going to the ghost like that. Tyler's amazing. Central City.
TT.
Gets it done. Thank you.
MidAmericaSB.
He works with your budget.
.com. When we come back, the blackout looked pretty cool. Well, they do this every year. It's up next, an early break on the ticket.